Hi, my name is John Kim. I'm a therapist who went through his own rebirth many years ago, and I've been documenting my journey ever since, sharing my life lessons and revelations. I believe in casual over clinical, with you instead of at you. I come unrehearsed on purpose because self-help doesn't have to be so complicated. Okay, the five stages of a relationship. Here we go. Are you ready? Let's get right into it. Stage number one is discovery. This is what they call the honeymoon phase. I don't like the word honeymoon phase. It's too aligned with sugar. We are discovering. We are discovering a new story. We're discovering a new body. We're discovering a new way of being with someone. And the discovery phase is, obviously, it's the funnest. Everything is new, right? It's the feeling of test driving a new car, right? It puts a smile on your face, and it turns your dial from judgment to curiosity. And it's great. It's like the magical summer, right? Now, right after discovery, stage two, because in the discovery phase, there's also a lot of room to fill in blanks. We are also fantasizing, and we haven't yet taken in the real person. We are only staring at the poster of him or her that is taped to our bedroom wall. So we're dreaming a lot. You know, we spend the day or night with that person, and then the rest of the time we're filling in blanks. We're wondering, oh, what this could be. Lots of dopamine shooting into your brain. It's very exciting. The possibilities are endless, right? The person that you're dating can't do anything wrong. And then, of course, reality sets in, and stage number two is, not to be a Debbie the Downer, but it's disappointment. It's the disappointment stage. And it's not that the person you're dating is disappointing. It's because we fill in the blank so much. It's because there's so much room for fantasy in the discovery phase that when reality kicks in and we realize that, or we see the dirty socks on the floor, as I say, now we're a bit disappointed, right? It's like the rack focus when you see things. You know, in a movie, when the camera focuses on something in the foreground, and then the background becomes blurry. So like the camera was on the background, and then what was in the foreground was blurry, and that's the discovery phase. And then once you get to know the person you're dating more thoroughly, the camera rack focuses where what's in the background becomes blurry, and then what's in the foreground becomes clear. And so that's what the disappointment phase is. It's the rack focusing of the honeymoon phase becoming blurry, and now truth and who the person really is and what the relationship really looks like is now more clear. And of course, the feeling of that may be disappointment, okay? Phase number three is called the dance. By the way, this is something that I crafted. They all start with a D. Dance is, well, it's the beginning of learning to love someone. Every relationship has a cadence, a rhythm, a tone. In the beginning, we are stepping on people's shoes. Of course, every relationship has compromise, right? The stretch, every relationship holds up a mirror. So the dance stage is all about learning to love your partner, learning to be loved by your partner. And some days are easy, some days are hard. And this is also part of the process, getting to know your partner, learning about your partner, not only who they are, but you know how they are, how they show up, what they struggle with, right? And also what's activated in you and what you struggle with. And stage number four is, it's a double D. I might have cheated here. It's development and, oops, one second. It's development and dedication. So development of not only developing the relationship, but also developing oneself. Because when you choose to love someone, there's always going to be a lot of lessons and a lot of looking inward. And it differs depending on the relationship, right? So the relationship that you're in today, what is activated in you and what you're willing to look at is going to be different than, say, the relationship you had, you know, 10 years ago. And that's because you are different, and that's because the person you are choosing to love is different. We bring different things to the table, right? And this is why comparing relationships, it's unfair and it's unhealthy. So, because every relationship is different, and who you were when you chose to love that person and who you are now, very different, right? Very different in who you are and also where you are in your life. Your definitions are different. What you put weight on are different, right? So development of that, developing yourself, developing this love, and also dedication, because relationships are about, I mean, assuming that you're in a monogamous relationship, it's about that commitment to that one person. And so there is a dedication, there is a an agreement, you know, and there is a commitment, and there is an intention to build something with this person. So yeah, that takes, it takes a dedication. And then stage number five is back to stage number one, it's discovery. And I think this is where most people drop the ball. People think that you get into a relationship and it is what it is, and you work on it, and you know, the chemistry is baked in, and you know, the whole happily ever after thing. Like, a lot of people believe they just have to find someone who knocks their socks off, and then everything is free flowing, and so then they put all the weight on the intensity and the chemistry and the spark, thinking that that is going to carry a relationship. And it's misleading, because sometimes the excitement, the chemistry, the spark, the lightning in the bottle, as we call it, can be dysfunction. And sometimes a healthy relationship isn't so exciting. And so if you are measuring the duration of this relationship or how strong this relationship is going to be based on the chemistry, that's inaccurate. You're measuring the wrong thing. And so the discovery phase, which is phase number one and also phase number five or stage, this is imperative, because you are rediscovering your partner as you dance and build and learn about your partner and yourself. You are also rediscovering, and this opens the door for new chemistry. This fans the flames. This is what is going to fuel your relationship. You know, discovering something new about your partner, discovering anything, whether it is who they are, how they're changing, something new about their story. Maybe it's a physical thing you notice, you know, a birthmark, something that you didn't pay attention to, but now you notice. Maybe it's a personality trait, maybe it's something. And this discovery is what renews the relationship. And I think that if you are not constantly rediscovering your partner, you are running the risk of this relationship becoming kind of stale, and you're running the risk of people drifting. So intentionally discovering, by the way, if you hear all that noise, it's very windy up in the hills today. As you can see, the trees behind me, they're like dancing and they look like they're possessed. That's all wind. So discovering is it's such an important piece. And then, yeah, I think a lot of people, you know, 5 years in, 6 years in, they no longer discover. And then they allow themselves to drift, right? Now they're not curious about this relationship. They're curious about what's, you know, on the other side of the fence. And investing in a relationship, investing in something where you are working toward building something greater than self, that requires a constant rediscovery. So that is number five. ask yourself what stage you're in, and ask yourself what these stages look like. Discovery, the disappointment, what you do with that disappointment, the dance, the development / dedication, and of course, rediscovering your partner. What does that look like? What does that look like in action? What does that look like in intention? What do you need to do to commit to these stages to build something that is sustainable, and most importantly, new and different? So you recondition your body to believe that there's something different, and then you give yourself new definitions of love. Thank you for listening. Be well.